One of the first Marines to die in combat in Iraq was not a U.S. citizen. Lance Corporal Jose Gutierrez grew up in Guatemala. It's not uncommon for immigrants to enlist. About 38,000 troops, some 3% of the U.S. Armed Forces, are not citizens. Many serve with distinction, and some have discovered that being in the service can make it hard to move through the lengthy process of getting citizenship. NPR's Philip Davis reports on efforts to streamline the process.
The non-citizen or immigrant soldier has a long history in the U.S. military, say experts such as Ben Johnson of the Immigration Policy Center in Washington.
We had 500,000 immigrants in the Union Army during the Civil War. We've had thousands of immigrants participating in World War I and World War II. In fact, more than 20% of the recipients of the Congressional Medal of Honor have been immigrants.
Immigrants such as Army Sergeant Peniel Sainte-Fleur. Sainte-Fleur was born in the small Haitian town of Gonaïves and came to the United States when he was 11. He wants to make the Army his career, wants to become a citizen. But that quest has been hampered by the demands of service, such as a few years ago when the Army sent him for a tour of duty in South Korea. Sainte-Fleur thought he could become a citizen while he was over there, but found it was tough.
You actually got to come back to the state out of your own pocket to come and, you know, take the pledge, basically, to, like, fly from, like, Korea for, like, a round trip. That's going to cost you, like, around, like, $800-$900. That's, like, on top of, like, whatever else fee you got to, like, pay.
Sainte-Fleur says he couldn't afford that. Since then, he's been transferred to an Army recruiting battalion in Dallas, where he's hoping he'll soon be able to take the pledge. But the process ought to be smoother, he says.
Once you join the Army and accept into the Army, it should be like automatically, you know, you're fighting for the country. What else you need to do to prove that, you know, you're loyal to the country and you want to be part of it?
It's a problem common to many foreign-born troops. Angela Castillo, a 26-year-old from the Dominican Republic living in Killeen, Texas, found her career in the military was cut short because immigration officials didn't process her application in time. U.S. law says non-citizens can serve only up to 8 years.
I felt a little bit, betrayed. Like, I couldn't wait to get my citizenship to apply for, to go to officer school, to become a warrant officer. That was always been my dream since I was 9 years old. Some people want to grow up to be lawyers, whatever. I just wanted to be a soldier.
Now Castillo is studying to be a paralegal. But help for others like her may soon be on the way. Last July, President Bush ordered that non-citizen troops on active duty since September 11th could apply for citizenship after just 2 years instead of three. Civilians with green cards normally wait 5 years. And a new bill introduced by Congressman Martin Frost, a Texas Democrat, would waive immigration fees, which can add up to hundreds of dollars. It would also allow soldiers serving overseas to take the oath of citizenship at their military posts or at the nearest embassy.
If a young person is willing to risk their life for our country, that they ought to have priority for citizenship.
And as for Lance Corporal Jose Gutierrez, the young Marine from Guatemala who died in combat in Iraq, he got his citizenship. Immigration officials granted it posthumously in a ceremony in Los Angeles. Philip Davis, NPR News.